Our Old Testament reading today is a short little reading. It's from Psalm 133. This is also a song for the ascent to Jerusalem, or also known as the Psalm of David. The New Living Translation says this. Only three little verses in this short psalm. How wonderful it is, how pleasant, when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the fragrant anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and unto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And the Lord has pronounced his blessings, even life forevermore. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in Psalm 133. You know, one of the most convincing arguments for God creating the universe is the wonderful harmony among all of its elements. You know, I think of that scripture, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord thy God according to his will and purpose. Romans 8:28. But even if we could be convinced that a million parts could evolve, how could an intelligent mind believe that all these parts evolved with such amazing independence? Such harmony requires the mind of a maker. You see, in the same way, people can usually cooperate enough to get a job done. But cooperation that involves unity of spirit achieves a much higher purpose, such as fragrant unity, is only possible when hearts are joined at the deeper level. So think about this in your life and my life and all the lives that we're involved in as we do a spiritual moral inventory of ourselves. Are you satisfied with mere working relationships? Or how maybe you can pray for the added benefits and beauty of the unity of God that can be created between his people. That's what Jesus Christ came to do. He reconciled the world to himself so that we could be forgiven and enjoy eternal life. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.